Good morning, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning. And you're probably thinking, what? This isn't Ryan, the man with a voice born for radio. Well, you're right, it's not. My name is Alexandra Otto, and I will be guest hosting this week's episode of Skrull. However, for all you die-hard Ryan, Kate, and Brandon fans, do not fret. They are in the booth with me.
Hey.
Hey,
what up?
It's me. I got introduced this week.
How's it feel?
I have a really big smile on my face because of it. That was awesome. Yay.
Yay. Great job, Alex.
Alex is guest hosting the show this week. Alex is our one of our edge turns. For those of you who caught our edge-themed episode earlier this year, Edge is a first-year professional development program where DePaul offers students a scholarship and the ability to come into student employment offices and get some experience. The University Center for Writing-Based Learning was lucky enough to get a bunch this year, and Skrull Radio was lucky to get a couple edge turns on our team. And Alex is here. She's been working long and hard on this episode, and we're very excited to have her take the reins. I'm excited. I might take a nap.
No, I don't think you can do that. Yeah. No?
Okay, I won't.
Stay alert, please.
Ryan is running our tech board today, and so he's a very important part of the show regardless.
Right, yeah, tech board.
And he cannot fall asleep on the board.
Tech board. So I'm metaphorically handing the reins over to Alex.
And I am metaphorically taking the reins.
Yes, take the reins.
I guess that starts our first segment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So let's begin our episode with introducing America's second favorite game, Title of the Day, Broadway Edition.
Important note: second favorite game.
Second favorite game. Why do we do it?
Because titles can be very misleading, but also wonderfully expressive.
This week's title is Something Rotten. So the object of the game is to somehow guess the plot of the musical Something Rotten without me telling you and only giving you one clue later in the show.
Oh, wait. To take a step back for 1 second before we jump into the too far into the title of the day, should probably also mention that we're going to be talking about Broadway plays throughout the course of the episode.
Yeah,
the theme.
So we didn't just cut. This game isn't random.
The theme of today's episode, besides being Edge Turn hosted, is Broadway. So all about the storytelling aspects of Broadway, along with the tutoring and teaching aspects and teamwork that goes into producing a Broadway show.
Awesome. And so we've got a play on word of the day here with title of the day. Something rotten. Something rotten.
Mm.
I have an early guess on this one this week because I feel like there's a lot more that could be going on with the title than with a word. Think something rotten is a kind of comedy, kind of dark comedy about a dude who's trying to work his way up through the food service industry, and he's working as a kitchen hand.
Okay.
So something rotten referring to food.
An elaborate guess.
I'm gonna guess that it has something to do with, like, I'm thinking like something in the vein of, what's the one with the baker?
Into the Woods?
Into the Woods. I think it's some kind of fairy tale, but there's something like fundamentally wrong with the whole thing, which kind of causes it to like devolve. I think it's like...
So every fairy tale ever. Awesome.
Yes.
Kate, unless you have a quick guess, I'll just remind them of everyone how they can guess.
I immediately thought of Rotten Tomatoes, so my first guess is something about tomatoes.
Okay, so the whole play is about a movie ranking
probably
system.
The most in-depth guess.
So, just like with Word of the Day, you guys can text us in at 773-325-7341 or...
write a Broadway play.
No,
perform it.
We didn't even get to Twitter. Hashtag Scrawl Radio on Twitter.
I jumped the gun. Tried to do the funny one.
So Alex will be coming back to that throughout the course of the episode.
Yep. Okay, next segment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next up we have discussing Tony Watch. So the Tony Awards premiere on June 12th and will be hosted by James Corden?
James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
He's mm-hmm. the best, and I love that they chose him as a host instead of just going with Neil Patrick Harris like they do every year.
he's also amazing, too.
Yeah, no, I love him, but it's nice to have a change.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
So, yeah, this is just kind of like discussing the nominees and who you think is going to win. As mostly everyone knows, Hamilton swept the board with 16 nominations. Including two nominations in Best Actor and, of course, Best Musical.
Cool.
So, 16 nominations, like, the most any musical has any gotten? Awesome. Yeah. That's
how
so
many
cool.
are there? Like, how many could
categories?
They possibly have gotten?
Yeah.
For musicals, I think it's 16.
Dang.
That's the max.
Like, I think they literally swept the board.
Awesome.
Like,
and got every category.
Mm-hmm. I have a question because I don't really musicals. That often.
So you're the only person in here who doesn't know every word to Hamilton. That's do you feel nice to be on the outside?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've listened to the Sweeney Todd soundtrack.
Not the same.
Okay. Well, I have a question about the Tonys. Are the Tonys in the musical industry taken very seriously, like the Oscars in the movie industry?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm sure that there are more awards that can be, like, awarded to musicals, I mm-hmm. guess. But I think Tony's is just kind of like their Oscars.
Yeah, you have, like, the Drama Desk Awards, mm-hmm. and you have some, like, Global Theater Critic Awards. But for American theater, like, the Tony is the Oscar. It might be a little bit less competitive just because, like, the Oscars, you have so many movies and so many actors and so much talent. And Broadway's a little bit more, I guess...
More centralized,
but it's still as big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's probably not the same as, like, the Oscars get so many viewers because everybody can go see those movies very easily, but it's not as easy to jump on a plane and go see Hamilton.
Yeah. True.
Because those tickets are impossible. But
except Brendan did. He did just that. He hopped on a plane to New York City and saw Hamilton.
I don't want you to tell people that on air. I feel like I'm going to get mugged.
Well, I'm pretty salty about it.
Sorry.
Okay.
I saw a second rope.
I have another question. I have another question because I'm already feeling lost in this conversation.
Yeah. Why are you even on the show this week?
Good question. I'm the only one who knows how to do the board. So.
Excuse you. I know how.
Okay. Anyway. So Hamilton, that's the only thing I've heard about all year. Fairly, yes, that deserves it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay.
So has any other musical happened this whole year, or has it just been Hamilton? Is it just when you walk down Broadway in New York, is it just 8 different theaters, Hamilton, 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 Hamilton? Because I don't really understand how it works.
Well, you're asking, like, 2 different questions. So, like, for the Tonys, are there any other musicals that were nominated?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
What are the other notables?
Is it sad that I don't know?
Well, I mean...
I don't know.
I feel like no one does. I mean, I feel like Hamilton's the only thing that we've talked about all... And I don't even know who we is, but... yeah, I mean, it's the only thing that's... And I feel like this is how it works with musicals. Every once in a while, there's just like an absolute smash hit, and then everyone's obsessed with it for a few years.
Oh, Waitress, Sarah Bareilles' musical.
Dang, that's it. Yeah,
that's Waitress. The other one I know. Also, School of Rock.
Ooh, okay, yeah, I have it in front of me now.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's
best.
Bright
musical.
Star, Hamilton, School of Rock, the musical, Shuffle Along, or the making of the musical sensation of 1921, and all that followed. It's a bit of a long title. And Waitress.
Oh, best revival of a musical has Fiddler on the Roof, The Color Purple, Spring Awakening.
Oh, the Spring Awakening revival is so good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
And so, there's best book of a musical. What? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so let's take a step back then and talk about how this stuff works. So... it's in a, so it, from my understanding, there's a run, so the Hamilton running in New York, and it stays there for a little bit, but now it's coming in Chicago. Is it going to be the same people?
No, it's not. It's a touring cast. Mm-hmm. So they will typically cast, like they'll hold auditions in Chicago for the touring cast for Chicago. And then they just kind of hop from city to city to city. But while that's happening, Hamilton with Lin-Manuel Miranda and Leslie Odom Jr. and all those people is still happening in New York.
In New York. And that'll just, they're going to be playing
till they just
multiple shows a week.
Eight shows.
Keel over and die, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Eight shows a week. So that's seven, one a day, and then twice, two on Sundays, I'm assuming?
No, I think it's
two on Wednesdays.
Two on Wednesdays and two on Sundays, I believe. It depends.
I think something like
and
that.
And they get a day off.
Maybe Saturday. Yeah. Yes.
I heard a rumor that Lin-Manuel Miranda is leaving.
No.
Is he? He's not.
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
The rumor that you told me, I think, was that he's leaving in August.
July, August. I heard July, but I didn't look into that at all. I just panicked.
Honestly, that's depressing, but it's understandable. Because he has
so many things to do. He just wrote like commencement speeches and stuff and was like doing that.
Okay. So then.
And writing probably more best-selling musicals.
So that's another question I have for you then, Alex. Is it pretty standard for, because he created the play, right? Wasn't he the creator? Okay, so is it kind of rare that he's star of the show and creator of the show? Is that a new thing?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of been criticized for that.
Really?
A lot, because people
casting himself.
Yeah, because like a lot of people, because like Lin-Manuel's really talented and I love him to death, and I think he's a very talented writer and a very talented rapper, but his singing voice is debatable. So a lot of people have like criticized him for casting himself, but I think that's just like, that's just his creative decision.
And as someone who has seen him live,
whole freaking play.
Seeing him in action and seeing like just the emotional depths that he brings to this part is absolutely amazing. Like, I can't really explain what it's like to see him live, but having it be anybody else and knowing that this is his whole thing, is his brainchild, is an out of body experience.
And so
he knows the play better than, or the musical better than anyone else, probably.
He knows Alexander Hamilton better than,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So
there was history that went into this show, basically. It's not made up?
No.
It's not 100% historically accurate, but it's pretty close.
It's like 85% accurate. If I was going to put a scientific figure behind it, the only like fluffing that I know of is you have one character in the show who Angelica Schuyler is presented as single in the musical when she meets Lin-Manuel Miranda, but in reality she was married at the time.
That's, she meets Alexander Hamilton.
What did I say?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who cares? Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. And so now he might be leaving, and that's just how it goes with these plays, like, or musicals. I mean, like,
he's got like an understudy or whatever,
right? Yeah. And now it'll be a thing. It'll be around for years. It's like the Lion King is still a thing,
right?
Yeah, okay. Basically.
Cool. And so, how do I see it?
you wait a very long time.
No,
and then you sell your soul,
sell a kidney or two,
maybe. You'll get to be in line for a possible ticket.
As the show is beginning to tour, or like preparing to tour, there's a lot of theaters around the country. Actually, I read an article today. Theaters are like selling group packages, like year-long ticket bundles, along with their Hamilton tickets, so that like people will pay like $500 to see 12 shows a year just so they can see Hamilton.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good way to do it, actually.
Yeah. Extortion? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And so what were the I mean, I know I mentioned already that I felt like this happens every once in a while with plays where they just destroy everything. But what was I mean, has any, like you said, they're breaking the record for, or at least up there with most Tony nominees ever. I mean, what was the last one that was like on this level? I mean, are we going back to Cats?
Wicked?
Yeah, I'd probably say Wicked.
Wicked was a pretty big deal when it was around. Book of Mormon, too, but less so. It was kind of a novelty thing.
I was going to say, yeah, Wicked is still going pretty strong.
Wicked was like the super human hit kind of thing.
Cool. And so the Tonys are only new plays? Like, yeah, Wicked yeah, doesn't just keep getting nominated.
No, it's for, like, the year.
Okay. Yeah,
there
so,
like, but there is that one Best Revival.
Oh, yeah, Best Revival. But
that's it.
Yeah. So, like, plays... Like, there are plays that are still running on Broadway. Like, I think A Gentleman's Guide is still running on Broadway, and that was... But that was nominated last year.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm looking at the Best Revivals, and, like, The Crucible is on here.
Yeah, so that's obviously not new.
Right, yeah.
Another thing about this year's Tonys that's really interesting that has my heart torn up is Zachary Levi's nominated for Best Actors against Lin-Manuel Miranda and Leslie Odom Jr.
Okay, so explain why that has your
Because it's Zachary Levi. He's Flynn Rider.
Okay.
He's like love of my life.
Flynn Rider from Tangled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what show is he in?
No idea. All I know is that Zachary Levi is nominated.
Okay.
So you're sad that they're being pitted against each other because you want them both.
I love all three
to win.
Of them. Yeah. Yeah.
That's understandable. Lin forever.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he won Best Actor. Maybe not for his singing ability, but holy mother of God, that man can act. Like, I don't know how else to describe it, but... I would not be surprised if we took it, but I guess I wouldn't be surprised either if like some a like more authentic or like real singer performer took it from him.
Zachary Levi was nominated for She Loves Me, which is about something. I got it.
Ryan's doing very last minute research.
It has eight nominees. It has eight nominees or nominations. it's about two perfumery clerks who aren't quite the best of friends. She loves
What
me.
A tagline. Perfumery.
So yeah, he is going up against... And he's also going up against this guy who looks like Jack Black, who played the lead
School
role in School of Rock the Musical. And I just love that they cast a guy who looks exactly like Jack Black.
Is there any other way to do it?
So the Tonys are when? Soon?
June 12th.
June 12th, so that is soon.
Yes.
Right after our finals soon. Here at DePaul.
Yay! And for someone who's never watched the Tonys before, is it something that's worth watching the live broadcast? A show?
Yes, it is. It's literally just a giant show. Like, it's more, like, it's just like the Oscars, but so much more dramatic.
Okay.
Because, like, in the Oscars, when they're trying to display Best Picture, they show clips from each Best Picture.
Yeah, that'll
they
be cool.
have each. Like each musical that's nominated for Best Musical go up and do something from their musical. So
ooh.
It's like this, it's huge and it's happens like six times in the show. It's great.
Okay. That'll be very cool.
So June 12th.
And also, don't you know James Corden and his carpool karaoke?
Yeah, I love James Corden.
Yeah, so he'll be a super fun energy. Hosting the Tony, so like just watch it for him if you don't even want to see.
I feel like this turned into Ryan doesn't watch musicals conversion therapy.
Yeah,
really quickly.
Yeah. So just watch the Tonys and then you'll be good.
You will be clean, healed.
How do I musical?
The entire Hamilton soundtrack is on Spotify
and YouTube.
There okay. you go. Just hit play.
Do I miss
set aside like 3 hours?
Do I miss like part of the show? I mean, is it worth listening to the soundtrack?
It's yes. basically an operetta. In that like it's told almost exclusively through songs. I think there's like maybe one song that's not on the soundtrack and it's like a 30-second thing. But otherwise, yes, like you get the entire show based on listening to the recording.
Cool.
But you have to listen to it in order.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not going to hit shuffle on it. Yeah, no. No. Yeah. all right. Well, that was really interesting. Thanks for bringing all that to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad that I was the only one who didn't know
how to musical.
Yeah. So I think it's about time for us to take our first break. Alex, you picked a song from Hamilton to listen to.
Yes,
can you talk about it briefly?
I picked My Shot, which is like another one of Lin-Manuel Miranda's like children because he worked very hard on it and it has very complicated rhythms and alliterations and all that fun stuff, but it's just great and I think you should just listen to it.
Drink it in, baby.
Okay, and so
Ryan's gonna keep all our mics on so we can all sing along.
Nope. And what do we have on the other side of the break coming up?
On the other side of the break we will have a call-in guest Brandon Hudson, who was on, who was in Hamilton, which is crazy. He was just one of the ensemble characters, but still pretty terrific. And I am very excited for all of us to meet him.
Awesome.
We are too.
Yeah. Wow. This might be the most high profile person we've
ever had on Radio Skrull.
Which, I mean, not to insult our other guests, but. Have you been in a Tony nominated play? I don't think so. All right, cool. Yeah. So we'll get to that on the other side of the break. For now, let this song play from the show. Throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough. A shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get colder. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame. But damn, it's getting dark, so let me spell out the name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britain keeps shitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me.
He says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away. Shot. Shot, I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
I dream of life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say? How you saw anarchy? When I fight, I make the other side panicky with my
shit.
Yo, I'm a tailor's apprentice, and I got y'all knuckleheads and local parentis. I'm joining the rebellion, cause I know it's my chance to socially advance. Instead of sewing some pants, I'm gonna take shit.
And but we'll never be truly free until those in bondage have the same rights as you and me. Right. You and I do or die. Ooh. Wait till I sally in on a stallion with the first black battalion of another shot.
Geniuses, lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds of God to put us all in one spot? Pop in a squad and conventional wisdom like it or not. A bunch of revolutionary manumission abolitionists. Give me a position, show me where the ammunition is. Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy.
That he's gotta rise up. Tell your sister that she's gotta rise up.
When are these colonies gonna rise up? 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 Rise up.
I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me? If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we live it fast and we laugh. Reach for a flask, we have to make this moment last.